Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My bank notified me that somebody was trying to is taking money off my account. I have not gotten anything from you people. I have not ordered anything through you people.
Okay, I can check and see if we have you in our system. One moment. And what is your first and last name?
Janice Seasted.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I do have an account pulled up in your name. And if you could verify for me, please, your address.
15004 Barron's Road, Hanna City, Illinois.
Okay, yes, that's what I have. And I'm just waiting for the system to retrieve your order. Be right with you.
Okay.
And it's still searching.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much for holding. Let's see. I do have the account pulled up. It looks like you paid $7.95 for a sweepstakes.
I don't understand that.
You paid $7.95 to be entered in a sweepstakes for a cooler, and then it also signs you up for the shopping discount membership where you receive $125 gift card, which
No.
allows you to it goes to your email address. It's a voucher, which allows you to shop online.
I can't get into my email account because I haven't been in it for, God, years.
You said you can't get into your email because of what?
Did have a email address years ago, but I haven't used one in years. And I
You
don't have a computer.
could Okay, you could do it with your phone.
I've tried getting into my email before that I had years ago. It don't log me in.
Oh, I see.
But
Because
anyway, I did not do this. Apparently, someone else has used my name and my address and everything.
and your
And
phone
I
number.
need to put a stop on this because I was at the bank today because they had contacted me about this. And they want to take $56 out of my account. Well, now they want to take another 656, I think she said, out of it. No, that's not happening because I have not received anything from you people. I did not order anything from you.
I'm sorry. You wouldn't have received anything because it's a survey that was completed. Well, not a survey, but a sweepstakes.
So how do I stop it?
I'll close it out for you. One moment. Okay, I can provide you with the cancellation number so you'll have it for your records.
I better write that down then. Okay, go ahead when you're ready.
Okay. The cancellation number is C for cancel.
Three?
The letter C.
Oh, C.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 262.
262.
566.
566.
238.
238.
Correct.
Okay. Now, what do I do with that number?
It's just confirming. It's just confirmation that the account was canceled and was able to refund the $56.95.
Okay. And what about the one that's pending that they told me about today?
I'm only able to refund the most recent one from today. Excuse me. Because all the information that we have on the account is your information.
But this will cancel that everything out.
That is correct.
All right. I will let the bank know tomorrow then. And I will give them this number.
No problem. And you're all set. And your bank takes about 3 to 5 business days to process the credit.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.